Hudson Taylor's Choice Sayings, Chapter 10, Obediency. Let none of us be among those who will be ashamed before the Lord at His coming, on account of indifference to His last expressed wish, His last emphatic command, ere He ascended on high. Is there any one of us who is free from blood guiltiness with regard to a perishing world? Is there any one of us whose conscience, enlightened by the Holy Spirit, can feel and say, I have done and am doing all that in me lies to make a Savior's grace and a Savior's love known to the perishing nations of the world? It is just as we are faithfully living out the life He has put in us and the faithfully using the knowledge given to us that we learn practically to know Him. Where is that transformation? That renewing of our minds, which makes our bodies really living sacrifices, our very dress to speak of Christ as our adornment, our houses and homes and tables to bear witness to an untransformed world of the change which has come over us, and of the fact that we are just living with one object of life, to do the will of God, to obey His command, to spread His gospel to every unblessed sinner. We believe that the time has come for doing more fully what He has commanded us, and by His grace we intend to do it, not to try, for we see no scriptural authority for trying. Try is a word constantly in the mouth of unbelievers. In our experience, to try has usually meant to fail. God cannot, will not, does not bless those who are living in disobedience, but only set out in the path of obedience, and at once, before one stone is laid upon another, God is eager, as it were, to pour out His blessing. From this day will I bless you. In the study of that divine word, I learned that to obtain successful laborers, not elaborate appeals for help, but first, earnest prayer to God to thrust forth laborers, and second, the deepening of the spiritual life of the church, so that men should be unable to stay at home, were what was needed. I saw that the apostles' plan was not to raise ways and means, but to go and do the work, trusting in His sure word, who has said, Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Praise God, the number is increasing, who are finding out the exceeding joys, the wondrous revelations of His mercies, vouchsafed to those who follow Him, and emptying themselves, leave all in obedience to His great commission. It is not a little thing to fall into the habit of being tardy in obedience, even in the case of a believer. In the case of the unbeliever, the final issue of disobedience is inexpressibly awful. If there were any such being as God, to trust Him, to obey Him, and to be fully given up to His service, must of necessity be the best and wisest course, both for myself and others. Self-seeking defeats itself, but the path of obedience leads to blessing. God commanded Noah and his sons to replenish the earth, but they said, Let us build a city and a tower, lest we be scattered abroad. And God had to confound their language ere they would disperse. Oh, what majesty there is about the risen Savior! Now, do we live sufficiently in the presence of that glorious One, and do His commands come home to our hearts with that weight and with that majesty with which they ought to come? And when we read those words, Go ye into all the world, do we realize that they have a personal reference to each one of us? There must be the living out of the life of God in order that we may learn to know Him more fully and perfectly. How much of restraint as well as constraint we might be spared did the Word of God dwell in us more richly and were the leadings of the Spirit more implicitly obeyed. But it may be asked, is it really possible in the present state of the country for our brethren to benefit the inhabitants of those remote regions? Our Savior risen has commanded us to go into all the world. The difficulties, it is true, can scarcely be exaggerated, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Why, there are swarms of ravens in China, and they would be just as willing to serve the Lord today as in Elisha's day. It is only men and women who are unwilling to do the will of God. If we are faithful to God in little things, we shall gain experience and strength that will be helpful to us in the more serious trials of life. God will not give his glory to another, and has frequently to hide the results of labor that he may hide pride from man. Be careful of your attitude and habitude of mind and heart. Occasionally, good acts or words signify little, but the half-conscious and semi-involuntary frames are the true index of spiritual growth and constitute the essence of character.